Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning, family, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am so excited that you have joined me this morning. This morning, family, we're going to talk about your greater, amen, because I know that some of you have been having trouble and struggle for a long time, but I am here today, I am here this morning to declare with you and decree with you that your greater is coming. God is preparing you for your greater. I want you to believe that, and I want you to receive that today. Trouble won't last always. Amen. And so thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm just so excited about the things of God. Amen. And I want you to get excited too. I mean, this truly is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So come on in and let's talk about your greater today. Let's talk about your greater. If you need to call in and chime in, you are welcome to do so. You can call in on our guest call-in number at area code 347-237-5083. That's 347 area code 237-5083. And if you need to reach me directly, you can email me at tearsinabottle, the number 8 at gmail.com. That's tearsinabottle, the number 8 at gmail.com. Amen. So I'm just so excited this morning, family. And I just want to encourage you that trouble will not last always, and your greater is coming. Just begin to speak that thing out of your mouth, amen. Feel it in your belly, amen. God wants to do some greater in your life, amen. But you have to believe that, and you have to receive that, amen. And so let's go to scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. It says, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. And so after everything you've been through, amen, you are still here. Glory to God. You are still here. I understand that the struggle is real. We know the struggle is real, and God knows the struggle is real, amen. God is aware of everything that you're going through. He's aware of everything you have gone through, and he has not forgotten you. His love for you has not changed. Amen. So just know that God is preparing you in this season. He is preparing you for what's to come. He's developing you for what's to come. He's developing you for your greater. There is a next level blessing coming if you can just endure just a little longer. Amen. So it's coming your way. It's coming your way, I promise you. But you have to believe that, and you have to receive that. And so I come in agreement with you right now. There is power in agreement. Amen. I come in agreement right now that your prayers are being answered, that God is giving you your greater right now. Amen. And so, and even though, you know, we would rather not suffer, I know we're all that way. We would rather not suffer, but remember, Jesus suffered. So even though we would rather not suffer through difficult circumstances, through the pressing, family, and the beating, amen, always remember that there is purpose behind your pain. I want to say that again. There is purpose behind your pain, and God is going to use everything you went through for a greater purpose. You need to believe that today. You need to receive that. I am a witness that everything I've gone through have brought me to such a time as this, where I can share my authentic story, where I can minister to women all across the globe. Amen. And I have used my pain to purpose story. There was purpose behind my pain. Amen. Not to say that God wanted me to go through pain. Absolutely not. But he will use that thing with the enemy has designed to destroy you. God will turn that thing around for your good and the greater good. Amen. And so he can use your pain and turn it into your purpose. He can use your tears and turn it into triumph. Amen. Yes, absolutely. That's the God that we serve. And so come on in. But you know how I like to open up. I like to open up with some praise and worship. So let's set the atmosphere here. Let's take some deep breaths. Let's just breathe in all the blessings of God, which are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Let's just breathe them in. And then let's breathe out anything that doesn't look like him. Let's breathe out anything that doesn't sound like him. Amen. We're releasing that thing right now, and we're going to throw it away, right? And we're never going to pick it up again. Amen. Whatever those things are that's holding you back, breathe those things out and leave them out there. Don't go back and get them. Amen. Don't pick them up again. Amen. So here we are. We're going to take some deep breaths, and we're going to breathe. Amen. And we're going to go to our praise and worship segment. I'm sorry. So let's just focus on the greater right now. Let's focus on the greater and the greater works that God wants to do in you, because he said that we will do even greater works than Jesus, right? So there's some works that he has for us to do. Amen. So here we go. Let's just take a deep breath and breathe that in. Amen. Declare and decree with me right now that you're going to do even greater works. Amen. Even greater works. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Here we go. Breathe it in. Breathe it in.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, God. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him.
You are holy. presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say spoken. So this is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now. Listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want them, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have them. Bring it to him again. And I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. And I'm desperate for you. Tell him again. I'm lost. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruah breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, say it again. This is the air. dropout group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. Oh, yes, family. Sometimes we just have to breathe it in, right? Breathe in all the blessings of God and all of his promises, amen, which are yes and amen. And breathe out all of that negativity, all of that that stuff that the enemy is putting in your head and playing and replaying over and over again, all of that stuff that's not lining up with God's truth concerning you and your life, amen, and your situation. We have to trust him in all times, amen, right, because he's still God. He's still God whether we're having a bad day, whether we're having a bad year, whether we're having bad decades, amen. God is still God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so I want to encourage you today to always remember that there is purpose behind your pain. There is purpose behind your pain. God is going to use everything you went through and everything you're going through for a greater purpose. Amen. He wishes to reveal something deeper than you're currently capable of seeing. There's some deep things, there's some deep places that God wants to go into, right, concerning you, amen. He wants to reveal some stuff so that he can use you for the greater purpose, amen. So I want you to trust the process, because right now many of you are in the birthing stages, you know. Some of you are in labor, amen. And so there's always a process to birth, right? And so trust the process. And say that with me right now. Say, I will trust the process. You need to trust the process. And so just hold that thought. I'm going to quickly go to a commercial break. Amen. And then when I come back, we're going to continue and we're going to go in deep. Amen. But I want you to trust the process. Say, trust the process. Amen. Trust the process.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, we are back, family. We are back. That's Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my business that I have with my beautiful granddaughter, Layla. And you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. The cause is simply women in crisis, amen. So definitely support us. We support nonprofits that support women in crisis, amen. And some youth-related nonprofits and breast cancer awareness and research as well. So definitely check us out. We promote guilt-free shopping. You don't have to feel guilty when you shop with us. Amen. But so now let's get back to the greater purpose that God has for you. He's preparing you for the greater. I mean, you just need to declare that with me right now. Say, God is preparing me for the greater. He has some greater that he has prepared for you. And you know, I'm sorry, and scripture tells us that we can even do even greater works than Jesus did when he walked this earth. And so that's why, you know, we have to be confident that God's going to use us, because there's some greater work that he wants to do in you and through you. Amen. There's some greater work, and I just want you to believe that today. I want you to receive that today. Don't believe that the lies of the enemy. You know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to steal your vision. He wants to steal your purpose. Amen. He wants to destroy your life. Amen. But don't you let that happen. You know, allow God to prepare you. Understand that there's greater ahead of you. Amen. Don't be discouraged to the point where you throw in the towel and you give up. No, giving up is not an option. And you need to declare that today. Say, giving up is not an option for me. And so while your pain was not God sent, because I have to say that, I'm not saying that God sent you pain, because God never sends us pain. That's the strategy of the enemy. That's what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy and cause pain. That's what he does. So while your pain was not sent by God, it can still be used by God. You know, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called. And so if you believe you're called, which I believe you are, we're all called to do something on this earth. If you are here on this earth and you are breathing, amen, you were called to do something, amen. And so God is saying that you must persevere through it. You must push through it. You must refuse to give up in this season. Know that there's victory waiting on the other side. There is victory waiting on the other side. And so, you know, so many of you, and if this is you, then you know who I'm talking to. So many of you have a victim mentality. It's time to come out of that victim mentality. It's time to stop wallowing in that thing and declare your victory. God is calling you into victory, not victim. You are not a victim. Amen. You are a victor. You need to declare that today. You need to open your mouth and speak that out of your mouth today. You know, we have to encourage ourselves sometimes. You know, so many times we're waiting for everybody else to encourage us. But you have to, like David said, you have to encourage yourself. So declare that with me right now. Say, I am no longer a victim. I am a victor. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes, you need to speak words of power every day. Affirm everything that God has called you to be. Amen. He created you on purpose, for a purpose. And so there is purpose all up in you. Amen. And so we know that growing pains hurt. These are some growing pains. The process is all a part of the process. And we know that growing pains hurt. And so the pruning, there's a pruning process. And the pruning process is unpleasant. It's uncomfortable. But it won't kill you, Jesus said. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit is pruned that it may bear more fruit. And that's John 15:1-2. And so you are being pressed. You are being crushed for a purpose. Amen. And I know sometimes it feels overwhelming. I know that, but you need to be encouraged today. You are being pressed, and you are being crushed for a purpose. God is going to use it for your good and the good of others, I promise you, but you have to allow that thing to happen. Amen. You have to not give up in this season. Amen. God wants to elevate you and to take you to the next level. Amen. And so when we go through the hurts, you know, because I know it's hard. I'm not saying this thing is easy. It's absolutely not easy, and we know it's painful. But if you want the anointing, expect to be crushed, because the oil comes from the crushing. Hallelujah. Many of us want the anointing. Amen. We want the anointing. We want to be anointed. But with the anointing, you have to also expect the crush, because it's the crush that it's the crushing that produces the oil. Amen. And so God wants to oil you up right now, but you have to go through the crushing. Amen. And so we thank you today for the anointing, Father, for the burden-removing power, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for the next level blessing, hallelujah, and that everything we have gone through is not in vain, hallelujah, but has brought us for such a time as this, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We are hard-pressed on every side, Father, but not crushed. We're perplexed, Father God, but not in despair. We're persecuted, Lord, but not abandoned. We're struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that as they go through this season of preparation, that they will not give up. Hallelujah. Help them to see that giving up, Lord God, is not an option. Hallelujah. Let it not be an option. Make it a resolve today that it's not an option. Hallelujah. I pray that they will look to you, Lord. They will look to you, Father, that they will look to the hills for whence cometh their help, knowing that their help comes from you. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord God. We praise you today, Lord God. We just want to honor you right now, Lord God. We want to thank you for what's to come, Lord God. We thank you for the pressing. We thank you for the shaking, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we trust you, even in this preparation season, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the pruning, because we know that the pruning is to bear greater fruit. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health even as our soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want you to trust the process today. I want you to know that God has something greater planned for you. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. He is equipping you right now. He is preparing you for your greater, you know, just trust him. Trust the process, amen. Trust the process, because everything, there is a process, amen. Oh, my God, I pray that you are blessed today. Don't forget to even share this broadcast out to your friends, because everybody's going through something. You know, you never know what somebody's going through. You know, you never know. And so we want to encourage and build people up every chance we get. Amen. But I want to encourage you today, because I am your purpose pusher. I want to encourage you that there is greater. God is planning greater for you, greater than what you see right now. When you look around right now, and some of you look right, you look around and you think, oh, my God, I can't do this another day. But I'm here to tell you that you can do it another day. Not only can you do it, but you will do it. You will walk through this thing. You will do this thing. You will not give up in this season. Hallelujah. You need to just make that a resolve that you will not give up. This is not going to be this way always. I'm a witness. I've been through some troubles and struggles. Those of you who have read my book, Tears in the Bible, you know my story. I've been through it. I'm not just here talking to you just because I just feel like talking. I'm telling you because I know from experience that trouble doesn't last always, and that God can use that very thing that the enemy has put in your life to destroy you. He can use that very thing for your good. He can flip the script in an instant. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm a witness. Be encouraged in that. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Be encouraged, not discouraged, family. I love you so much. Ladies, don't forget to join me in our private Facebook group, the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. That is our V room. That's our virtual space. And we do have some gentlemen in there, and that's okay, because sometimes God wants you to be encouraged as well, amen. And so we love our brothers too, amen. But, yes, I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to just declare right now that you will not give up. You will not give up. Amen. So I will see you next time. You have a great and marvelous week. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. And just be encouraged. Don't be discouraged, family. Love you much. I'll see you next time right here on the Sunday morning, Tears of Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. God bless. Here we go.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. things that wouldn't seem. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.